want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is pozole. One of our great dining room servers returned from her old hometown of Santa Fe and sweetly brought me several foodstuffs rooted to the cuisines of Mexico and the American Southwest. One of her gifts was a bag of pozole kernels. Pozole is a form of corn. Now, I've mentioned before that corn is one of the most important food crops on the planet, and it probably would still be so if fresh sweet corn was the only way to enjoy it. But there are other ways. Pozole is one of them. Pozole you may know by another name for the same thing, hominy. Now, how many of you knew that? Sorry, that was plain corny. But anyway, that was just a trick to get you to remember. Pozole and hominy are the same thing. The thing to keep in mind is whether you are dealing with some that has been cooked and canned or is still dried, like black beans, and needs to be soaked and then cooked. Pozole, as in the soup, is traditionally served on New Year's Eve. Other occasions to enjoy pozole include Mexican Independence Day, birthdays, and Christmas. It is often served with various preparations of pork, though not exclusively. It is typically garnished with shredded cabbage, chilies, onion, garlic, radishes, and avocado with salsa and limes. Pozole was mentioned in the Florentine Codex by Bernardino de Sahagún. Since maize was a holy plant for the Aztecs and other inhabitants of Mesoamerica. The marriage of maize and meat in a single dish is of particular interest to scholars because the ancient Americans believed the gods made humans out of masa. Kind of amazing. I am truly sorry. It's just the way my mind works. Some years ago, I was cooking in Santa Barbara, California, for a charity dinner with my wife, Janet. We took our son, Justin, who was just about 14 years of age at that time. The day after our dinner was complete, we made a visit to the great Jim Clendenin's winery, Au Bon Climat. By the time we got way up in the hills to his place, Justin was starving, as any teenager could be. Jim was prepared, as we called him periodically from the Jeep to get more directions. Upon our arrival, Jim, who was one of the most highly regarded of all American, or for that matter, anywhere winemakers, took us on a tour of his winery. This was not only heady stuff for Justin, it was for us, his parents, as well. To be able to be in wine country and see the steps that are taken that marry nature with viticulture, I'd recommend to anyone who loves wine. Jim offered Justin the chance to walk up to an area on the second level of his winery and peer into the vats of grapes for a deeper experience. Justin's eyes widened, and his understanding of wine making grew by the moments. I was truly grateful to Jim, both as a father and as a chef. Lunch was served on a picnic table, and we shared it with his workers. It was pork hock and pozole guisado with warm tortillas. Great stuff. I said to my son, "Hey, Justin, how many bowls are you going to polish off?" He didn't blink, being the quick wit he's been since a lad, and said, "It's pozole, cornball." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.